while Ardsdale Baptist Church brings you the Word of God with practicality and simplicity. As you listen to this message, we trust that it will equip and empower you to find and fulfill your purpose.
Hallelujah. He's worthy. Thank you all. He's worthy. You know, it amazes me because the nations, I was telling Pastor this morning that it's almost as if the earth is regurgitating because of the chaos that's happening, because of the trauma that's happening, and people, because of fear, have been set in confusion. But the Lord said, I am your peace, and I have broken down the middle wall of partition. Everything that has separated you from me previously, I have removed it. I've removed it so that you can have access into the holy place, that you can have access into my presence. The word of the Lord says here, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover me with his feathers, and under his wings shall I trust. His truth shall be my shield and buckler. In other words, not only will he deliver me, he will give me what's necessary to defend myself, because he will be my defense. He that dwelleth, he who makes up his mind to remain in, to allow himself to be settled in, to allow himself not to be moved because of circumstances. There's a lot that's happening in our personal lives. And when we hear what we heard this morning from the pulpit, it's like, oh Lord, if I can't make it in this, how will I make it in that? But the Lord said, he that dwelleth in the secret place, I'm not asking you to do this alone. I'm asking you to trust me, to confidently rely on me, lean on me, and let me do what I know to do for you. Even as I came, and for the joy that was set before me, I endured the cross on your behalf. Let me do this also, but let me teach you how to become skillful in the things that you need, how to live in this season. Let me teach you how to rise up to the occasion and not let fear govern you, because the word of God says, fear hath torment. Fear is terror. Fear will separate us from God's plan and purposes. And the word of God tells us to fear nothing. In other words, don't be consumed by your own emotions. Your emotions can mislead you. God's given us emotions, but there's everything that God puts in perspective. There's things that he puts in order so that we can function properly in the Spirit and be led by the Spirit. That word dwelling place, I want us to look at that right quick. That word dwelling. The word begins by saying, he that dwelleth in the secret place. It is not gender specific. It's saying he, but it means whosoever will come. The word of God says in Revelation 22:17, the Spirit and the bride say, come. Whoever's athirst, come. Whoever wants to hear, come. It's open to all of you. All of you that have already received the goodness of the Lord, distribute it to someone else and tell them to come. Why? Because there's a place that you can come, in a secure place, a safe place that will keep your mind in perfect peace, that will settle certain situations in your life. And then the Lord said, not only that, I am that peace. I'm the one that settles everything. I'm the one that brings everything into divine order. I'm the one, the word of God says, for God is not the author of confusion. So if he's not the author of confusion, someone else is. Someone else is creating the chaos. Someone else is causing the nonsense to take place. Someone else is disturbing our peace. Someone else is, when we try to lay down at night, we can't have that peace. We can't have that rest. Why? Because we're thinking about tomorrow and what needs to be accomplished tomorrow. What do we need to take care of tomorrow? And we don't even have today settled, but we're worried about tomorrow. Because why? Because God, I need this job. And it looks like right now, things aren't as favorable to me like they were yesterday. When I came in, there were certain things that I liked, the benefit package. I like what they offered me. I like how the people treated me. But God, something has changed. You know what has changed? You've changed. Sometimes you're different because you have sought the Lord. He said, seek me while I may be found. That means pursue me, go after me, run after me, seize me, grab a hold of me. Let me deposit in your life what you need. There's things that are lacking in all of us. What did I say? All of us. There's a hope that we all need. Yes, we've received Christ into our lives, those of us that have, but there's still a working in the Spirit that God wants to do. He said, he, the individual that chooses, that makes this quality decision to dwell in the secret secret place of the Most High shall abide in. He shall find rest in. He shall find permanence in. It's not a temporal place. You're not renting this place. You're not struggling to pay for rent to abide in this place. He said, it's already been paid for by my blood. I'm asking you to come in. Because when you come in, the secret place, that word secret means something that was previously hidden but now has been revealed. God said, I'm revealing to you the inner workings of my spirit, and I'm welcoming you to come in. I want you to come in. Because there's some things you've been standing on the outside waiting for, and God said, everything you've been waiting for is on the inside of me. It's not just a place where you find salvation, but the Lord said, I am your peace, I am your joy, I am your victory, I am your overcomer. I am El Shaddai, I'm Jehovah Rapha, I'm Jehovah Nisi, I'm your banner over your love. I am Yahweh Sabaoth, I am the Lord of hosts that comes in and fights for you. When you feel that you have no strength, I will strengthen you. I will lift up your hands. I will lift up your hands and cause you to stand in the midst of armies. Isn't that what he did to Moses? He gave Moses the people that he needed to lift up his hands. God wants to give you what you need to lift up your hands. It's already made available. But it's easier because we find that moving in that secret place that was previously hidden that has now been open. When I begin to meditate on this scripture, one of the things I noticed at the timing of these verses, Psalms 90 is accredited to Moses writing. But Psalms 91, there's a little battle going on between theologians, whether or not Moses wrote it or not, or whether David wrote it. Personally, I don't care. It's what I need. Sometimes I don't care the writer. I know the main writer was the Holy Spirit, because all scripture is given by inspiration of the Holy Spirit. So I rely on that. I'm good about that. Some things don't need us to battle over. Sometimes we waste our time on the little hairs. I say some American things, so just kind of go with me, okay? But the thing is, we split hairs over things that don't need our attention. But when this word was written, the veil had not been rent yet. The veil had not been torn. If it was done in Moses' time, and if it was done in David's time, the veil of the tabernacle in the wilderness had not been rent. When he's saying, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of Mighty, what he's saying is, you are no longer standing on the outer court. You have come into the inner court. You have passed the laver, and now you have gone past there to the holy place, and now the veil is open for the most holy place. That which was not revealed to you before is now revealed, and it is open. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. If you're willing, come. Because I've prepared a place for you. And I'm not just talking about a place there. I've prepared a place for you in the earth, a place of fellowship, a place of knowledge, a place of wisdom, a place of understanding. Because the word of God says in the book of Psalms, it says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. We need knowledge. With everything that's happening in the earth today, we need to know how to maneuver. I'm not just talking about in traffic. You know, I've been with some people, they maneuver very well in traffic. I'm not mentioning any names. They maneuver very well in traffic. Not only do they maneuver very well, it has helped me to pray while they're maneuvering very well. No, I said it while they were out of the road. But, you know, God gives you wisdom how to maneuver. We need to know how to maneuver. I shared with someone recently, I had a friend, very wonderful woman of God. And when I grew up, God always connected me with people older than myself. So I was always friends with older people. For some reason, I just could not get along with people my own generation. So someone said, yes. But what happened was she prayed because she understood the end times. She understood what it meant. She studied it and she feared. And because she feared, she asked God to not let her live. And God honored her. Fear is a thief. Fear is a deception. Fear honors no one but itself and the master who initiated it. Fear will rob you of your destiny. Terror will rob you of your destiny. Hopelessness will rob us of our destiny. Not allowing God and beginning to yield to him will rob us of our purpose. Fear is a liar. It will tell you there is no strength in God. Your waiting upon him is in vain. The word of God says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings of eagles. They shall walk and not be weary. They shall run and not faint. You're running in vain. It's not going to work. Where have you gotten so far? You're in the same place you were yesterday, right? But God said, know this, that what I've planned for you, I will release you from that the enemy has tried to do. Even the torment of your mind, the Lord said, I'm going to break those yokes off of your life. You're not going to continue as you were, and there's going to be some things that's going to change even for you financially. God said, because I know what you're going through, and I am the way, the truth, and the life. I make a way. I bring substance and sustenance where there is no sustenance. I am the bread of life. I am the nourisher of your life, and I'm turning situations around for you now. We're finding ourselves struggling in situations that God never wanted us to struggle into. He said, he that dwelleth. That's like someone saying to you, listen, I bought you this house. You don't have to pay rent anymore. I want you to live in this house. It's a five-room mansion. Five bedrooms. Five bathrooms. Beautiful gourmet kitchen. It's yours. Take it. Fear says to you, it's too good to be true. Because of what you've experienced in your lifetime. But the Lord says, I am the Lord, I change not. And because of this, you have not been consumed. Why? Because I've shown you mercy. We cannot regulate to God the identity of our fathers who disappointed us. We cannot regulate to God our mothers who abandoned us. We cannot regulate to God our children who walked away from us. We cannot regulate that identity to God. It is not his identity. We always connect God to what we know in the natural. And God says, what my relationship with you is not natural. Everything you're looking at is not who I am. He said, I'm asking you, I'm beckoning you to come into this place that you've not known before. Let me have fellowship with you so that in that time of fellowship, this is not just prayer. Coming into the secret place is not just prayer. Because in prayer, there's only one person talking most of the time, and that's us. We're the only ones saying certain things, giving God our petition, asking God to honor us, to do, and you know what we do? We learn how to quote scripture to get what we want from God. And yet, he says, where's your heart concerning me? But yet, that's what we do. And God said, no, I want all of you. I want you to seek me while I may be found. Because there might be a time where you can't hear my voice. And some of you said, well, I'm there now. I can't hear God. God's saying, because the place you're in, you've been there too long. Because you're in that place, God said, I want to bring you into the place that I've ordained for you from your mother's womb. Do you know that when I grew up, I had all my siblings. The closest one was 10 years older than me. Closest one. And during that time, I didn't really have the fellowship with them that I needed. Because being the last, everyone's moving out. Many of you have lived your lives where people weren't there for you that should have been there for you. People weren't there to encourage you that should have encouraged you. You know, as growing up as children, we have an expectation of our parents. We don't know what to do. They didn't have a manual. We don't have a manual. We just, as children, go with our emotions. So when you go with your emotions, whatever spills out, it spills out. And we don't know how to govern ourselves the way we should. So God sets up in your life certain people to come and nurture you. I lived my life not trusting people because I have been betrayed multiple times. I can't even count the number of times people have disappointed, betrayed me. Until God began to speak to me and he said, can you not trust me? And I'm thinking, thou knowest. Isn't that what the prophet said when he said to Ezekiel, can these bones live? Can these bones live? And he said, thou knowest. Well, I knew God already knew what was in my heart. Because when you've been disappointed over and over again, when God spoke to Joshua after the death of Moses, he said, be strong and be of good courage. In essence, what you looked to before is no longer there. There's no longer anyone between you and I. It's just you and me, Joshua, now face to face. And many of us have come to that point. There's nobody else in between you but you and God. And God said, now, what excuse have you? Can you trust me? Can you rely on me? Can you rest on me? The education and everything else you received was good. There was a lot of things you received that weren't good. But can you lay those weights aside that so easily beset you, that have so easily identified you with who you are, who made you what you are today? And you come into that secret place and find out that I am the true and the living God. And what I have purposed for you is life and not death. That means that you can live a quality life here. Do you know how many number of Christians that I encounter that look for life and hope and happiness there on the other side? They cannot imagine themselves living a quality life on this side. How would I know? Because I was one of them. But the word of the Lord says here, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He who diligently hearkens to this voice, who has made his mind to pursue the word of the Lord, shall abide under, shall rest under. How many of you feel like you need rest? There's some things you've gone through. You just need rest. There's some people that's experienced in your life. You just need rest from them, because no matter what you do, they're not going to give you any rest. But it says, he that dwelleth, dwells, lives in, abides in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow. Under the shadow, in the book of Exodus, chapter 13, it talks about how Israel traveled throughout the wilderness, and they had a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. And that cloud by day was a canopy. And if you begin to study Israel, you'll find that when the Jews get married, they have a canopy over them, and they have four poles that connect the canopy. And normally the canopy used to be a prayer shawl. Can you imagine being covered by a prayer shawl? The Lord is saying, I am the canopy over you. I am your cloud by day. I am the fire that lights your way at night and calls all dread to be scattered away from you. I am the cloud that was in the wilderness that when the enemy saw far away, they knew that I was guiding and leading Israel. My countenance is upon you. And when the enemy sees you, the reason why you're going through so much, because he knows that I am with you. The enemy knows that I'm with you more than you know that I'm with you. There are some things that we should have encountered that we didn't because of the grace of God and the mercy of God on our lives. But we have to say, God, I'm not satisfied with this place that I am right now. I've got to go further. I've got to go deeper. Some of you have been asking God to show you how to go deeper. Yes? And the Lord said, it's dwelling in me. It's having fellowship with me. Not just, Lord, I pray at 2 o'clock in the morning. Lord, I pray at 3 o'clock and that's sufficient. God said, I need to hear your voice. Because I want you to abide under the shadow of the Almighty, because Jesus is the one that tore the veil. Everything, when you study the tabernacle, everything in the tabernacle was meant to last forever. Nothing in the tabernacle was meant to decay. Why? Because Jesus can do anything but fail. He cannot lie. He cannot lie. He cannot fail. He is perfect in everything. And everything in the tabernacle was for beauty and for glory. And when the Lord comes into your life, he takes all the ugly dread away and he gives you beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. It's time to arise and shine in the new day that God has purposed for you, because you are among the living and not among the dead. And God has graced us and calls us to the kingdom for such a time as this. Sometimes I never get past the first verse, and that's okay. But you're dwelling right now. And God said, where you are right now is sufficient for yesterday. I'm calling you unto deeper waters, because I'm the breaker that's coming forth in your life, Micah 2:3 speaks about. I'm the one that's going to break forth and break through on the gates and bring you through gloriously. What you experienced before you came in the house today, I am the one that breaks those yokes and destroys those things off of your life. Why? Because the Spirit of the Lord God is upon you, and he has anointed you He has anointed us and given us all a voice that whatever he has called us to in this season, that we will not labor in vain. It's time to rise up in righteousness and in truth and in wisdom and know that God has planned good for us and not evil. Stand to your feet. One of the things the Lord spoke to me a long time ago is this. Sometimes you're experiencing things, and it's not always because we've committed sin or we've done something wrong. The enemy is trying to delay your destiny. The devil wants to delay your purpose. He wants to delay those divine connections God has for you. Some of you have been praying for better jobs. Some of you have been praying for different people to come into your life to help you, what we call destiny helpers. Some of you have been praying, asking God to open certain doors for you. The enemy is trying to bring delay and discouragement. But the word of God says, be not dismayed. Be of good courage. Because even as I was with Moses, I will also be with you. Take my word and meditate on it day and night. Then you will have good success and you will prosper. No, he says you will make your way prosper. If you follow my instructions, you will make your way prosperous. If you come into fellowship with me more than what you're doing now and take more time with me, you will make your way prosperous. We're waiting for somebody else to do it. When you think about me day and night, you will make your way prosperous. When you meditate on me day and night, you won't be tormented in your mind. When you meditate on me day and night, the terror that comes in your room at night will stop. Hallelujah. Meditate, chew on it. Wait on me. They that wait. They sang that beautiful song earlier. They that wait. Lord, I'm waiting on you. Lord, I've grown tired and I've grown weary, but I'm waiting on you. I'm waiting on you. I don't like the place that I'm standing in, but I'm going to wait on you. You're going to move me in your time. I'm going to wait on you.
We trust that you've been blessed and believe that this message has brought you greater understanding. For more information or to follow up on what you've heard in this message, visit us on www.phbc.org.uk. God bless you.